rock with a rhythm. Freak who rock, rock, rock.
Winnipeg Arena is on fire. CKUW 95.9. Duty all, how you doing? I'm your host, Martin R. Howell, and this is the latest episode of Winnipeg Arena is on fire. Wherever you're listening to this, it's on CKUW 95.9 FM. We do this from the University of Winnipeg. Now, what are we going to do? I'll tell you this. In 30 minutes from now, maybe even a little beyond that, we're going to have our interview guest of the week. I'm going to call out to Regina, Saskatchewan, and talk with Poor Nameless Boy. Folk music, country music kind of thing going on there. With Poor Nameless Boy. That's who we will speak with. Is that right? Yeah, that is right. Interview guest of the week, Poor Nameless Boy. Then, in, I'd say about an hour from now, it's comic book time. That's right, I read you a comic book on Comic Book Radio Theater. We continue with our Batman tale. He is with a character known as Deadman. There is a crime afoot, and it must be sorted out. Batman and Deadman are going to go and do that. And there's some personal stuff going on, too, as well. Maybe I'll get into the story. I don't know. But I do know this. Comic book radio theater. It'll come at you in an hour or so. Comic book radio theater. All right. Let's start off with some music. Yeah, I want to play DJ. And I'll tell you what, it's been a long time since I've done anything acoustic or folky, rootsy, and everything like that. So we'll do that. We'll start off with that. How about this guy? I believe he's from Washington State, Seattle. His name is Bailey Allen Baker. Bailey Allen Baker. That's how we'll begin things out. Yep. Interview guest of the week coming up in about 30 minutes time. We will get with Poor Nameless Boy. Speak with him. How about this? Let the music do the talking right now. Here is Bailey Allen Baker on CKUW 95.9 FM. We do this from the University of Winnipeg.
Speak to me, I'm out of her life. since my younger uncle died. And if you try to blame me, well, you must be crazy. I'm just the product, not the demand you see. And you can spend all your time trying to figure out the answer why. Or you can spend all your time blaming God or praying harder at night. Or you can spend all your time just looking for me. Yeah, I'm doing quite well, still way up on feet, trying to keep my mind away from the street. A parlor of people, they're looking for me. Why am I the problem they seek? You miss them so damn much, stop eating from me. I'm the enemy that hides above the scene. Stop all that energy, don't your arm feel itchy? Let me hold you, rock you gently to sleep.
Yeah. I do for a living, son, then step into the WWF war zone. Go ahead, create your own wrestler. Just another victim for Stone Cold to take out. Four flare action, four more kicked. A piece of trash like you is going to get in the steel cage with me? All the moves in the world won't mean jack when you meet the Stone Cold Stunner. You want to survive WWF Warzone? Stay away from me. And that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold said so. Acclaim Sports.
Patron Saint Surprise, stars in a rise. I can feel my head growing smaller. Every time I take a wish, I can feel the other slip. But it don't matter, no, it don't matter. Like the rain with no cold, it don't matter. Like a tortoise growing old, it don't matter. No, it don't matter, no, it don't matter. In my soul, there's a dull pain growing old. If I reach it, I might drown. I'm just tired of no sun, of no sun, of no sun. So let's pray to whatever God will get us through the day. Let's scream at the top of our lungs that we feel so fucking happy, 'cause I'm so cold.
My guitar, drink my Coke and whiskey, and try to keep my head afloat every time I stoop this low. Music has always been here, it's my outlet for everything. So listen to this song, this is as honest as I'll ever be. I'm getting tired of dealing with things on my own. All the people I get to talk to is through my phone. I drink all the booze my money can buy. Maybe I'm better off alone, why do I even try? Getting more depressed, I can't stand feeling this alone. I need to find a way out or this will eat me alive. I just want to talk in person, why does it seem so hard? I guess that's life, at least I have my booze and my guitar. 1, 2, 3, 4, I'm getting tired of dealing with things on my own. All the people I get to talk to is through my phone. I drink all the booze my money can buy. Maybe I'm better off alone, why do I even try?
Hi, I'm Nyla. You're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Shake Hands with Danger Mix, track 4.
Shake Hands with Danger. Meet a guy you ought to know. I used to laugh at safety. Now they call me Three Finger Joe. I was young and did things by the book. Just let me get my toolbox, and I'll take myself a book. I climbed up on the dozer with my mechanic's pride. Said, you can keep it running, friend, while I poke around inside. Shake hands with danger, meet a guy you ought to know. I used to laugh at safety, now they call me Three Finger Joe. Though I learned a lesson, I forgot it soon enough. The nicks and burns and scratches showed the young ones I was tough. Till another morning, I was grinding on some steel. My other hand got careless and fed my skin into the wheel. Shake hands with danger, step right up and say hello. Grinding wheels and metal, I went made me Three Finger Joe. I've seen mechanics burning and I've seen them take a fall. Just to save themselves a minute, I've seen them lose it all. I've watched them courting trouble, seen them take a chance and lose. They get careless for a moment, spend a lifetime with the blues. Shake hands with danger. Shake hands with danger. Shake hands with danger. Compared to them, I'm lucky to be just Three Finger Joe.
It's the Batmobile, complete with Batman and Robin. And the Batcave, sold separately, assembly required. Inside, Batcave is loaded with equipment. And here, it's Spider-Car, complete with Spider-Man and the Incredible Hulk. You can pretend they're heading for Spider-Man Alley. Sold separately, assembly required.
Stop yelling, you can drive.
Batmobile and Spider-Car come complete with action figures. Each car sold separately. By Mego.
Behind your windows, beyond our reach, and understand what you mean. There are no words for it. Everything is great. Everything is terrible. Everything is great. Everything is terrible. Everything is great. Everything is terrible. The bad comes before the good comes before the bad comes before the good comes before the bad comes before the bad comes before the bad comes before the bad comes before you.
Eternity, some kind of ecstasy got a hold. it smells so sweeter down in the valley where the river used to be. I got my mind on eternity. Some kind of ecstasy got a hold on me, and I'm wondering where the lions are.
Some classic Bruce Cockburn there, wondering where the lions are. Bruce Cockburn. What else did we have there on that little playlist there, in case you are following? Started off with Bailey Allen Baker, two in a row from him. Then we went with Beyond Down Under, song about his drinking and his guitar playing, feeling hopeless. Speaking of hopeless, we also had Bit Off Peace Society, also singing about drinking too much, and that's all he's doing. Another song about the same kind of subject matter from Montreal, Quebec, Crossroad Panic. Then some old school country from Jim Stringer. Jim Stringer, that was the song about watching out for yourself, that you don't hurt yourself. And then something that never causes me any pain whatsoever, it's the music of Grataco. We played two in a row from Grataco before we played some Bruce Cockburn there. Got you all caught up if you were listening. Well, listen to this. It's interview guest of the week. I have with me Poor Nameless Boy. I originally did this interview back in 2019, to be exact, April 16th, 2019 is when I sat down and talked with Poor Nameless Boy. Let's rewind that clock and listen to it again. My interview with Poor Nameless Boy back in 2019. All right. Yeah, let's check out his music and get talking with Poor Nameless Boy. You'll only hear this right here, CKUW 95.9 FM. Let me say that again because I had a burp in my voice. You'll only hear this here, CKUW 95.9 FM. We are your commercial-free alternative.
inside your warm sweater pockets. We wait on telephones. Walls of local art give it a vibe of its own. I've been meaning to spark a conversation. We need to catch up and slow down. Table for two by the fireplace. No mail, I don't need room in my coffee cup. I'm a plain old boy who hates hazelnut. I've been meaning to spark a conversation. I've been meaning to spark a conversation. Up and slow down. Catch 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 up and slow down.
Okay, a one, a two, a one, two, three, four. You just heard Catch Up and Slow Down by Poor Nameless Boy. I have him right now on radio, right here, CKUW. Let's listen to him. How are you doing, Poor Nameless Boy?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
Oh, I'm excellent, excellent, excellent. With the song we just listened to and everything like that, it says here right in your bio on your website, and that's poornamelessboy.com. It says, disarming in a moment, his soft melodic delivery is born from a keen perception of the human condition. I listened to the lyrics. I saw the video myself. Have you always been someone who just noticed people's reactions?
Yeah, I think a lot of people are just watchers of people. I mean, you know, you look for trends, you look for body postures, you look for ways in which people respond to the world, even if it's just out of emotion, you know, whether it's responses of anger or frustration or sadness or fight or flight or any of those things. I often get fascinated in those kind of worlds, and I can go on and on.
Oh, okay, okay. Have you written songs even recently just from people watching?
I mean, essentially, yeah. I think it's just things that I just see in trends and in culture. Like, there was somebody who used to talk about how, you know, when you report the news, you're talking about the current weather, but, you know, a lot of us are just the watchers of climate. You know, we want to know how the next 14 days are going to go. We want to know how the next year is going to go. We want to see how, you know, how our friends have been doing or how our significant other has been coping with a loss or a transition or a significant joy in their life. I love watching that kind of stuff, and I love paying attention to it and writing songs about that.
Okay, cool. You made the video that I just watched. How do you feel about making videos? You're not an actor, right?
I am a terrible actor.
Okay, so you get other people to do the acting, right? but how do you feel about making videos?
You know what? It's a new kind of experience. One of the things that I have fallen in love with being a songwriter is the ability to bring someone into a story. You know, whether it's a novel or whether it's a song or whether it's, you know, a TV show that you're watching, there's a unique ability to make characters relatable and make a story relatable. And I love doing that. Bringing people into a music video is something that is still very new to me. And so I kind of just trust people that, once again, I see their work and I see how good it is. And I go, here's the vision. And then they just roll with it. Catch Up and Slow Down was very unique, and it was a lot of locations, a lot of different stories mapped into one, and I couldn't have been happier.
I liked how if people out there go see the video on YouTube, you can see it on YouTube, or you can see it at poornamelessboy.com. I like how there's the older man with the flowers, and he's giving it to the older woman, and then there's that juxtapose of the younger man finding the younger woman and giving her the flowers.
Yeah.
Did you think that up, or?
We talked about kind of different stories and of different stories that we could tell about. We just wanted to show, you know, evidence of just little bits of how our worlds intersect, about how all of our stories are kind of pretty interesting and they all intersect. Sometimes we're friends with each other. Sometimes we pass each other on the street. Sometimes we see each other every Monday. Sometimes we don't see each other for 6 months. But that's kind of the way it is. And so it's the Catch Up and Slow Down was just making a priority of the people who are truly important, meeting with them or showing them that how you truly feel.
Yeah, it says right here on your website, slow down the busyness. Find time to truly connect with those who are most important to you. Sometimes the person might be someone you see every day.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's a lyric out of the Catch Up and Slow Down song.
Well, no, it's not necessarily a lyric. Like, it's not a lyric in the song. It's just that's kind of how I feel about that whole posture. That song kind of got spawned by me traveling overseas a lot and being away from a lot of the people that I want to spend time with and can't wait to spend time with them, but noticing that there's distance and there's times that you just have to really catch up once you get back. And then that in connection with, you know, when you ask somebody on their deathbed, there's always those articles like, oh, what would you give advice to other people? And the most common thing is spend time doing what you love with the people that you love.
Yeah. I think about it, and I was recently, last summer, I was in a play. A theater play that was kind of about that.
Mm-hmm.
It was definitely about that, and it was very emotional at the end when that message is like right in your face and everything like that. I saw tears in the crowd. I'm standing on stage, and I'm like, I'm the guy in charge of the funeral. I'm in charge of the funeral home. So I was seeing that in the off stage. Mm. And what are other songs are on the last album you put out?
So the EP is absolutely brand new. Just launched it on March 29th, along with a new single. The video came out a week beforehand, but the actual song to radio and to everything else came out on March 29th as well. And it's a song called Argue. And it is a song of love and forgiveness and finding common ground. This idea that that if we don't give each other the benefit of the doubt, if there's not trust and love and affection within relationships, whether that's friendships or romantic relationships or work or any of those kind of things, it's quite easy to spin your tires, to point fingers at one another and to become, you know, enemies, to make your own teams, to declare I'm here and you're there. And so it's just a call for forgiveness and a call for common ground and a call for trying to understand one another's point of views.
All right. You know, we'll listen to that song pretty soon. How about other songs off the new recording?
There's a track that I absolutely love called The Tourist. I spent a lot of time traveling overseas I remember I was in London, and a woman said to me, she's like, I'm coming over to Canada for the first time. And I said, wonderful. Where are you coming? And she said, oh, I'm so excited. I'm going to see what Canada is like. And I said, where are you going? And she says, oh, Toronto.
Okay.
And I said, okay. I said, are you going anywhere else? And she said, no, just Toronto. And I said, oh, yeah, you'll see. You'll know it all, yeah.
Okay.
It's you know, it is, but it's like flying to the UK and only going to London.
Yeah, that's what it's like.
The full
yeah.
of it.
Yeah.
And so the tourist is this desire to find new things in your wherever you're from, see with new, and you know, to go, I didn't know that was there, or a new restaurant that comes into town, or discovering something new about a person in your life. Just being that awe and that curiosity in a place that you call home.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, good point. Good point in that. How about this? I want to come back and talk to you about touring stories and concert stories. Okay.
Sounds good. Yeah.
Let's listen to your newest song, Argue, that's out there. Let's listen to that, and we'll be back, and we'll talk more with Poor Nameless Boy. Poor Nameless Boy, we have him here on CKW 95.9 FM. Thank you for tuning in this afternoon with us. one, a two, a one, two, three, four. I really like the guitar sound in that song. All right, we are here more CKW in the afternoon. Thank you for tuning in. I'm Martin R. Howell. I am here speaking with Poor Nameless Boy. I want to talk to you about some of the touring you've done. You've done a lot in Europe.
Yeah, it's the last couple of years, ever since I put out the album in 2016, I've been pretty fortunate to be able to tour a lot of places. I started off in Germany, up to Switzerland, down to Switzerland, up to Denmark, the UK, to Scotland, Belgium, France, and I've been over to Australia as well.
Have you ever had like language problems where, I'm going to make an assumption that you tour by yourself?
Sometimes, yeah. So usually myself and a tour manager, or I have taken different people before, but with the European stuff so far, just myself playing. But I'm looking forward to going back to the UK pretty soon and hopefully taking a band with me.
Oh, okay. Have you ever gotten confused trying to get to one place or another because of like a language problem or anything?
Yes, but I also have been pretty fortunate where when I did tour in Germany, and especially Switzerland as well, there was a guy from Switzerland who spoke both Swiss and German.
Okay.
And then when I was in Denmark, I did have a tour manager for that as well. Most people spoke English and spoke English very well, so it wasn't a big deal. But there were, you know, a couple of instances where that was just the preference of choice. The biggest and the hardest one was in France, where we went to play some rural shows within France, you know, outside of some major centers. And the biggest thing was, I'm a storyteller. I like talking about Saskatchewan and the prairies and Canada and different people that I meet. And I, you know, there's sometimes you can just tell when someone's looking at you and they don't really understand. So okay. we kept it pretty simple with the music and the stories to a minimum.
But it has you kind of off because this is what you're used to when you're performing. So when someone sees you perform, you have a story to a lot of your songs.
Absolutely. I mean, with a song, it's like performing, a short story without the introduction. The introduction's important. Read it. It's got some fine details that'll help explain the characters. It's like going to a movie without watching the preview. Or going to a movie without seeing, going to a sequel without seeing the first movie. That's how I feel about it. There's some cool little lead-ins that you can do with storytelling, and it was a lot harder to do.
You know what? Now you've said that, I've written some songs before, and when I think about it, I've written a song, maybe it's like 3 or 4 minutes, but what the song is about is something that I could talk about for a whole hour.
Absolutely.
You know, I could. Like,
the story of where it came from, where it was inspired by, you know, especially if it's people that you know. There's tons of stories there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So far, with all the shows you've done, what is the one show that just kind of pops out at you as this was a very interesting time for you to be on stage and perform in front of an audience? What has
interesting good or interesting bad?
We'll go with good first.
One of the cool things is I've been able to do a lot of showcasing. So when I have gone international to different countries, I've often gone to a festival where there is other Canadian acts there as well. And so I've gotten the privilege of being able to perform on stages or in rooms with other people. And there was a show that I did in London, and it's still top-notch for me. I was the opener on the show. The second was William Prince from Manitoba.
Oh, I've heard of him, yeah.
The third was Port Cities, just outside of, from Cape Breton, Nova Scotia. And then the final was a band from Vancouver called Youngblood. They go by Blonde Diamond now. And the show was just top to bottom fantastic. And it's a lineup where, you know, the room was packed, the hearts were full, everyone left with a little bit something extra. And it definitely holds a place in my heart.
Cool. What else do I want to talk to you about? What is in the future for a poor nameless boy?
Well, this is the second single off the album, so I'm just continuing to play. One of the things about going international and about choosing to showcase over just, you know, touring and playing 200 or 300 shows a year is that I haven't been able to do that. I haven't been able to tour and actually just go to cities and build friendships and do that. So I mean, I have been able to, but I just haven't as much as I wanted to do. So lots of touring, lots of new writing, hopefully some collaborations and songwriting, and some more international stuff too. So this next year is going to be jam-packed. And I'm excited for it.
You go by the stage name Poor Nameless Boy, but when you introduce yourself, your name is Joel. Do you say Joel and then it runs from there?
It depends on the situation.
Okay. Okay.
You know, as I've been, you know, I've got friends that refer to me as the Nameless One and all sorts of different things. But yeah, no, I mean my given name is Joel, and it's sometimes people will come up to me after shows and as a farewell, they'll go, "So what is your name?" And I laugh and go, I'm Joel. Nice to meet you.
And, oh, okay.
And we leave it at that.
Well, the stage name, how did it come about? Because if you're going to be on stage and present yourself, you need to have some kind of name for people to identify you later. how did the stage name come across?
So I know like everyone has different stories as to how they get into music and where it comes from. And for me, I came from a family of musicians. My dad was a touring front man during the 60s and 70s. He toured for close to 20 years.
Wow.
My older brother is a country musician as well. And he's done very well for himself. And so for me, the thing that I loved was I liked writing songs. And I was fully satisfied just writing songs and having that be that and playing for them for the odd friend. But then there was a friend of mine who convinced me to start playing a couple shows and then to, you know, to do a couple of recordings, and it kind of went from there. And you know, for something that I didn't ever really want to do because a lot of my family did it, you know, even if you told me I could never tour and I could never do any stuff again, I would still write songs in my house, and because that's where the passion comes from. So I was one day, I didn't really want to go by my family name because there's a lot of people that kind of knew my family and friends. I thought I would pick something else, and I could not for the life of me come up with another stage name. I figured I would just change my last name or do something like that. And I was sitting at the coffee table with my dad one morning, and it was about 2 weeks of me bugging him about him giving me name suggestions. And I said, I can't think of one. And he went, "Oh, Poor Nameless Boy."
I like that.
And I looked at him and I said, "That's a good stage name." And he said, "Is it?" And I said, "Yeah, I think so." And I went home and I thought about it. And a lot of, once again, a lot of the stuff that I do hopefully relates.